The Maran Daf Kuf speaks about Zu Gemilas Chasodim, and Rashi comments, Bikacholim Kfua, Pachinu Beil Metzias, Hainu Gemilas Chasodim, Umukila Bikacholim Beben Gilo, Venoitel Ech Meshishim Becholio, Vakfuva Bezokin, Venu Lefichvoto, Vafil Hochi Chayev. So, if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam, when he speaks about the mitzvah and all the prate dinim related to these examples, the Rambam says in Hilchus Ovel, Perek Yudalit, he says, Mitzvah aseh shel tefein levaka choylem ulnachim avelem ulhotzis hamesh ulhachnis kala ulalavas ha'ochim ulhisasik b'chol tzorche ha'kfu ulhisas losis ha'kotev v'leilach lefon of lisbod v'lachbo l'kvor v'chein l'sameach ha'kala v'achosim v'lesodim b'chol tzorchein v'eilehin gemilas chasodim shebegufo she'ein lehem shia af apiko shom mitzvah eilem mitivrehim havehim b'chlal v'yahavta v'leicha kamocha. Kol advam shatavotzus yasu osam lecha achim ase ata osam lachicha betov of mitzvahs. So the Ram needs chat because the Ram says that it's all included in v'yahavta leicha kamocha. So to derisa, why is it only drabanan? So the Rav said that the nafkamina is that if in the drabanan, it's aside from that, there's a key of derisa, but there's a special maisa mitzvah midrabanan, and all these prote dinim are included in the drabanan. So it's not just a kiyum, a general generic kiyum of after lecha kamocha. Each one is a separate maisa mitzvah. And the Rav said there's another nafkamina in this because that since each one, the drabanan, there's a specific maisa mitzvah that relates to it, and therefore for that we say oisik mitzvah potem mitzvah because you're oisik in a specific maisa mitzvah. And when the Gemara says also lifnim meshur sadim, so that lifnim meshur sadim is, it's not just a maisa chesidus, a general generic maisa chesidus, but it's a separate chiv to do lifnim meshur sadim. And that's what arrived from the Gemara in Bab Metzia and Daf Lamed, that Rabbi Yochanan says to lo chov Yerushalayim el al shehemidu dineim al din Torah v'lo avdu lifnim mishus hadin. So you see that the lifnim mishus hadin is a chi of gomor, and therefore not observing it resulted in churban. So then, in case, then what's the difference in lifnei mishus hadin and din? Since a chova also, since both of them, you chayev to be noyeg lifnei mishus hadin. So the nafkamina between lifnei mishus hadin and the chiv of din is that even though paiskim and the Shach in Reshin and Tess say that there were koifa even on lifnei meshus hadin. So what's the difference if it's mamash achiyev? Then what's the difference? That if you look in the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchas Rotzeach Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says zeh klal kol sheilu haisa shelo hayatoyin uporik haveze chayev liton v'lifok b'shel chaveru v'im haya chosid v'osel lifnei meshus hadin afilu haya nasi hagadol. So for the Ram, it's clear that the chiv dimension of lifnei meshus hadin is not chal on everybody. It relates to somebody who is himself a chosid. As the Ram says, "V'haya chosid porik v'toyin imo," and it's only he who's chayiv in lifnei meshus hadin. Others to do the mile, of course, to do it, but the chiv is only on the chasidim, and that's why lo chava Yerushalayim. So it means it's only for the chassidim shemidu divayim al din Torah v'lo avdu lifnim meshus hadin.